exercise change.
In your opinion, what role do you think preparation plays in that ongoing motivation to change?
Yeah, I think it's quite big. I think it really is. If you can, because there are so many things like keeping things varied to keep interest. Mm. You need to almost be one step ahead of yourself so that you know what you're going to be doing. If you're training tomorrow, you know what your workout's going to be, you know, or you know what it's going to be in the next week or so. Like, yeah, like you said, of meals, you know what you're going to be having this week. But if you're caught short and you've got to go to Macca's or something, then, you know, then you step backwards. So I think preparation is a huge one. I mean, in professional sport, it's a non-negotiable. Mm. I mean, 90% of the battle is the preparation. Mm. Once you step out into the field, it's the hard work's done, really. If you have, or likewise, if you haven't done that hard work,
it's going to show.
Then you're going to be found wanting.
Yeah. So you said, obviously, professional sport, absolute must. You know, you couldn't survive without it. What about for those sort of everyday people that are just really struggling? Is it a must for them, or can they sort of get away with it a little bit?
No, I would still suggest there is a level of planning that you need to go forward. And then maybe it comes back to the openness to be vulnerable and to say, look to someone, I need some help here. Can you help me with this? And I think that's a huge thing because, and a lot of people, if you have someone else going through the same thing, or someone else that can help you, it's so much easier for people to do it and people to stay on it because they're accountable to someone else, you know, as opposed to being just accountable to yourself where you can make excuses for yourself or find reasons to justify your inability to do something or your procrastination, you know.
It's a big one.
But when you have someone else, you have that accountability to them. And that person might be someone like who's not training with you. They might be someone who's really fit, and they're helping you. So, but they're like, okay. And that might be a PT, someone at your gym. So you might have to spend a little bit of money, you know. But if that's what you want to do to achieve your goals, then that's an investment.
If it's important to you enough,
if it's important to you, yeah, exactly.
So that, but linking that back to preparation, part of preparations that may be useful for people is actually preparing a support person, so to speak.
Yes, definitely. Getting someone on board and choosing someone that's going to, you know, fill those roles of sort of accountability and someone who's not going to bugger off or lose interest after a couple of weeks. Yeah.